Hello, I'm Leslie Miller at Yorkshire Contract Bridge Association, and I'm joined today with Pauline Stout and Mark Dunkley, who are members of the Yorkshire Contract Bridge Association board, and they've just run a very exciting event, which they're going to hopefully tell us about. So, Mark, tell us what you've just done and also what it is.
Cafe Bridge, we ran, to my knowledge, the first multi-venue cafe bridge event in Yorkshire. Cafe Bridge is very popular in other parts of the country, particularly London and Scotland, the south of England. But to my knowledge, we'd never had a multi-location cafe bridge event in Yorkshire. And I was keen to actually put that right and organise something which I thought could be popular because they are can be very big events, as has been proven elsewhere.
Mark,
So,
what is Cafe Bridge?
Cafe Bridge is it's duplicate pairs and it's set up in multiple cafes, pubs, or restaurants. Just like a normal movement, pairs move to a new venue between rounds, but they're guided by a map and a movement card. So the boards actually remain in their starting tables throughout, and the scoring is done by telephone on an app, which I can tell you more about sort of later on if you wish.
Thank you. Pauline, where did you come in on this? Because you and Mark have worked together.
Yes, well, I live in Wetherby, and I know the area. It's not too far from Mark, so we could both travel reasonably easily. We looked around Wetherby and we found there's several pubs, cafes, and restaurants within easy walking distance of each other. So we thought, let's start and decided on Wetherby. We visited and they were very, very receptive to the fact. We, as Mark said, we explained to them what Cafe Bridge were, and they were very keen to take part.
Had either of you been to a Cafe Bridge event before? Mark,
I
could
haven't.
you? Mark, did you go to a Cafe Bridge event?
Yes, I've been to a cafe. I went to a Cafe Bridge event in Bury St Edmunds to see how it ran. And it was very successful. And hopefully, we learned some lessons from that to adopt in our own event.
Excellent. And you actually then, the two of you went round the venues in Wetherby. And then what, Pauline?
Then we really had to get a commitment from them that they were willing to hold the event. So we explained to them exactly what it was, what we required from them. I think we had four tables in five venues. And so our next thing was once they were committed and we'd explained what would happen, how much we decided how much we were going to charge for the event. And like I said, people, part of that is for charity. So we charged £25 and £5 was toward the charity, which we chose as Martin House Hospice, which is a local charity. They were very happy. We discussed menus, sorted it all out. But we did have to go back several times to sort of explain everything to them that we were going to do, and then they were all on board.
So, how did you get people to actually enter?
They entered via the YCBA website. First of all, we got the flyers out and advertised on the YCBA. We could send them out to the clubs, the chairman at the clubs, and also we sent them out to the non-affiliated clubs as well because we wanted everybody who plays bridge in Yorkshire to take part.
And that was brilliant because I was playing against somebody who was from halfway up the A1 and was from a non-affiliate. So is this one of our other aims as the association to actually get people from non-affiliates to play? Mark?
Yes, I think. Sorry.
It's all right. Mark,
Yeah,
what do you.
well, I mean, the thing about Cafe Bridge, Leslie, is it's got a strong social component. I mean, yes, it's serious to the extent event that we produced a ranking at the end of the day, but it was a fun event and bridges for everybody. So yes, we were very keen to invite people of all levels of ability, whether it be from affiliated clubs or non-affiliated clubs. And I actually made contact with a large number of non-affiliated as well as all our affiliated clubs to try and get really a different sort of well, a nice
mix.
Blend of people of different standards, and it worked really well.
Well,
we did get people from people travelled from quite far afield.
Were you concerned as to whether or not you would get the numbers, Pauline?
Well, I think we looked at what had happened in other regions, and they are getting probably up to 100 people. They're very, very big events, so we were nervous. And we tried to aim for 80. That's what we were aiming for. We gradually got to 50. And then it just sort of took off. And we managed to get about 90, I think about 94 entrants altogether.
But we didn't accommodate everybody.
No, of course, it is limited to the number of venues and the number of tables that you can have in those venues. But we managed to have 80.
Absolutely brilliant. And what did you need the help of the club, Mark? I mean, will Weatherby helpful? Because
well,
we started off in Weatherby. I played, so I know what the day was, even if my table did make a mistake and we had a wrong issue with the scoring. We got the wrong people playing at our table, but there you go. That was fun.
Yeah, we did need the cooperation and help of Weatherby Bridge Club, because as you say, Leslie, we did actually meet. We encourage people to meet there before we ask them to go to their opening venues. That's because Cafe Bridge is very much a new concept for everybody. We wanted to make sure that they were familiar with how to score, and I gave a little bit of guidance to people who were there and asked about it. Just basic things like a password for using the scoring system. And we produced a welcome pack, which was given out to each pair, which gave details principally of their movements throughout the day. So people were informed of their opening venue and what the movements they would have throughout the day. And then also just silly things like, although we'd actually asked people in advance what food that they would like to have for lunch, people sometimes have a tendency to forget what they've ordered. So we gave them a reminder of what the food was, because we wanted a fairly seamless process at lunchtime, because we had quite a narrow window of an hour to actually get the food served and people through the system and to the next venue.
Well, and also the weather was very, very favourable to us. But even if it hadn't, the venues were quite close to one another. So I don't think it would have made all that much of a difference. But now tell me how the scoring worked, Mark, because I mean, I wasn't involved in that. I'm sure Pauline was, but the scoring, did you have some help from the Bryan Bridge?
We did, yeah. I mean, we couldn't do this alone, and we know both Weatherby and York Bridge clubs, our home bridge clubs, use something called Victor Lesque of Bryan Bridge. And amongst other things, Victor offers a telephone app, an app where you can score bridge on your mobile phone. And that has always been the cornerstone of cafe bridge events that have been organised elsewhere. So we contacted Victor, and he was, of course, willing to help. And we used his scoring app. And people were a little bit nervous about scoring on the phone because, of course, people are more used to bridge mates or iPads. But quite frankly, it was extremely straightforward, very simple to bridge mates. And once people got the hang of it, we had to make sure they got the password and we got them started. But after they scored the first board, to be frank, it really went quite seamlessly. That was really one of the more straightforward areas of the day.
But I think that's always the case, Mark, you know, that when you actually, I can remember when we introduced bridge mates into clubs, everybody was, oh, we can't use these. But very quickly they pick up, don't they? And they get into the swing of it, which is great. And Pauline, did you do all the stationery or what happened?
Yes, I took all the entries and I prepared all the menus from each venue, because we had to have a constant, it had to be a set amount of money that each people could have in the for the food. So it was like £18 for the food. So we had to adjust that slightly so that the menus in each of our venues was its same amount of money. So yes, I did all of that, and I sorted out all the welcome packs. So I think everybody was quite happy with what
And a
they
good
were
day was
given
had
on
by
the
all.
day.
Yeah. A
Yes,
good
they were
day was
given
had
on
by
the
all.
day.
If
And
you the food was good. So moving forward, Mark, what happens if other clubs or want to organise this? How do they go about it? Do they contact you? Do they contact Pauline? Or do they just go to Victor Lesk?
Well, ideally, if we'd love other bridge clubs throughout Yorkshire to organise a Capri Bridge event, and I've already written out to clubs about this. Please contact either myself or Pauline at YCBA. We'd be very willing to help. We've now got the experience of just this one event, and we'd be more than willing to sort of provide guidance and support if any club was interested in trying one of the events. There are a number of places that I've got in mind which where I think it could possibly work. And if any bridge club is interested in trying Capri Bridge, because one thing we are convinced of, there's demand out there for Capri Bridge. Yes, it does
I
take a bit
agree.
of organising. Yes, okay, there's a little bit of hard work involved, although, obviously for the first event, it was much harder than certainly now that we've learnt a lot of lessons. And we've got some guidance that we use, which we could, of course, share with clubs. So please
Super.
contact, and we'd be more than happy to lead people through the process if anyone's interested in organising a Capri Bridge event.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Pauline, for chatting to me today. All I can say is just from an accounts point of view, I know that some clubs are a registered charity. Please contact us because we'd be happy to run it through us and but on your behalf. So don't worry about that element. But thank you both very much. I'm just going to whip over to Nick Wolven now, who's been sitting very quietly, and just ask him whether or not what his thoughts are, because obviously Nick's the chappie who's involved with the tournament committee, and what are your views on all this and the future of it?
Well, first of all, let's be frank and thank the very great deal of work that Mark and Pauline put
Absolutely.
into running this event. That's the first thing, because there is a lot of work that does go into it, a lot of effort. So I'm pleased that it was a success on their behalf more than anything else. But one thing I would like to say is that I think this is a reflection of how the YCBA are trying to engage more with their membership and coming up with ideas of, as Mark put it, engaging with not just the top players, but players at all levels, and indeed engaging with the non-affiliated clubs as well. So from my point of view, I was really pleased that it was a success. And if anybody has any other ideas, aside from Cafe Bridge, that they'd like to mention to us, we'd love to hear any ideas that are coming up.
Well, we've actually had nine high events at all our congresses. We've also run a six high, and I know Pauline's still on there. There's another one coming up, is the Pauline, another six
Yes.
high. When is that
Yes.
going to be?
That will be on the 4th of July,
On the 4th of
26.
Oh gosh,
Yeah.
it's a long time hence, isn't it? But the idea is to have it in more than one venue, isn't it?
Yes.
Excellent. Anyway, thank you all. It's been great speaking to everybody, and listen to our next podcast.
Thanks, Leslie.